The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Taxi drivers are planning to hold a protest later this week to dispute Uber's fixed fare system for drivers. This follows calls for stakeholders in the union to engage in talks yesterday evening, which the company, it says, failed to do. Well, joining me now is Paul Murphy, who is People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. Paul, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. You might just explain to me first how many taxi drivers are using the Uber app and what this fixed fare model means and how it operates.
Hi, Kira. Yeah, so there's about 18,000 taxi drivers in the country, and about a third of those are signed up to Uber. And Uber has been operating for a while in Ireland, similar to the other apps, like in particular Freenow. But in the last month, they've introduced a new pricing system, a fixed pricing system, which effectively undermines the regulated fare model. So the NTA, after consultation and so on, sets fares at a price that is, you know, meant to be affordable for passengers and sustainable for drivers to be able to have an income on. Now, Uber is undermining those by having these so-called fixed prices, which are lower than the metered price for specific journeys. And creating effectively a race to the bottom whereby taxi drivers are not going to be able to make ends meet if they get away with this. And in turn, it's also going to damage the experience of those who use taxis, whereby you still might be able to get a taxi at peak times, but at non-peak times, if they effectively manage to drive taxi drivers out of the industry because people can't make a living out of it, it's going to become more difficult to pick up a taxi when you need it. So the only ones that are going to benefit from it are Uber, a major corporation. They've already made $3.5 billion in profit this year so far from doing very little work. It's the taxi drivers around the world that do the work for them. And they're the ones who benefit, and it's the taxi drivers and then the commuting public who lose out.
But you could argue that the commuting public, that the consumer actually is winning here because they can get more reasonable fares and they know exactly what the fare is going to be before they ever embark on the journey. So it's a win for consumers.
And that's how they operate around the world. It is a short-term win for consumers, but at the cost of undermining the entire model of the taxi industry and therefore driving taxi drivers out, which means ultimately consumers will lose. And where they want to go, I mean, the full model of Uber that they've rolled out in other countries will not just see lower fares, it would also see surge pricing where fares will rocket at peak times to be paid for by consumers. They effectively come into markets with reasonably affordable rates initially for drivers, for consumers, try and capture market share and then massively hike it up. So, for example, in Ireland...
So it's that supply and demand model that we see so many other sectors using,
argue. But they capture it. They make people reliant on it, both drivers and consumers, and then abuse that position to hike prices up. So, like, for example,
I would argue
in Ireland,
that it's not the abuse of the position, in fairness, if people decide to sign up to the app and if drivers decide to sign up to the app. Because, as you say, there's 18,000 drivers, 12,000 drivers have said, no, we don't need this app. We can use other apps or we can use our other booking systems. So they don't have to sign up.
Yes, and lots of taxi drivers are choosing correctly to boycott. I would encourage passengers to also choose to boycott the Uber app because of what they're doing. But, you know, if you're a taxi driver, you need to take fares where you can get them. You have a family at home, you've got a cost of living crisis, you're paying a mortgage, you're paying college fees, you're doing everything else. So they have people over a barrel, and they will attempt to use this so that passengers say, oh, sure, we'll get a cheaper fare by going for Uber. We'll do that. Then you can have a situation where drivers feel, oh, we've no choice. If we want to pick up fares, we have to go in Uber. Uber then is able to dominate the market. And then what happens is that prices are hiked up. So, for example, in Ireland, if you pay for a taxi through Uber, Uber takes 12% of that, which is already a high amount for not doing very much. They're just the app. You know what I mean? The running of the car, the paying for the car, the driver, that's all at the expense of the driver themselves.
Okay, well, I don't want to comment on that because you or I are probably aware of the work behind the scenes to keep an app like that on the road.
But my point is, in America, in parts of America, they take, so in Ireland they take 12%. In parts of America, they take over 50% off of the drivers. And this is how it goes. This is the start. Capture as much of the market as you possibly can. Offer reasonably low fares in the short term to capture the market, and then put the squeeze on taxi drivers and passengers. And in the end, we all will lose from this.
There's a statement in here from Uber. We did invite them on the program, but they aren't going to join us, but they have sent in this statement. They say riders are much more likely to book a trip if they know what the fare is going to be, creating more earning opportunities for drivers across Ireland. Before accepting a trip, drivers can see their estimated earnings and the route used to calculate this amount. And this also does include factors like traffic and time of day. So they're saying actually this will encourage people to use this app to book taxis, because you'll be more confident in doing so when you know exactly what you're going to spend.
But if drivers are driven out of the taxi industry because they're not able to make a sufficient living within it, well, then you're not going to be able to book your taxi because there are going to be less taxi drivers in it. I mean, this is a supposedly regulated industry by the National Transport Authority. There are regulated fares set after a period of consultation. And now effectively Uber have managed to just throw them out the window with this fixed pricing structure. And the government so far has not said they're going to do anything to stop them.
Well, let's listen to what Transport Minister Dara O'Brien had to say when he was asked about this in the Dial a little earlier.
I've written to the NTA on this very specific issue. I've friends, constituents of mine, and indeed people across the country in my role as Minister for Transport. So I do want to get to the bottom of this. I've asked the NTA to look at it. I do attend myself the Taxi Forum. I attended just 4 or 5 months ago, and I'm attending again this week. Okay, I don't have an answer back from the NTA yet. I wrote to them on this 19th of November. I was a COP last week. I'll be chasing it up this week. And I will be engaged with the taxi representative bodies on this matter.
And Uber also says, Paul, that our fixed price offer does not breach fare regulations, as has been mentioned at the Dáil earlier today. I'm just thinking, when I book a taxi to bring me out to Dublin Airport, most of the companies out there offer a fixed fare. They'll take you to the airport for this fixed fare. And no taxi company seems to have an issue with that. What's the difference?
But this is right across the board that they are undermining the regulated, metered fare structure. And, you know, it's probably technically true, right, that they're not in breach of the regulations. But that's because the regulations say that you are free to come to an arrangement with your taxi driver to say, you know what, we'll agree, we'll pay 20 euros to bring me into town, and we won't do the meter as long as it's less than the meter. You're free to do that with the taxi driver. But the regulations were written, and the legislation was written, back in 2013, at a time when you didn't have these massive corporations effectively acting as employers, not officially legally they're not, but effectively acting as employers and like massive taxi corporations who are now using this to set the price and undermine the regulated the regulated pricing system that we have. I mean, the alternative here is actually quite simple, is that the NTA should step in. We supposedly have a regulated industry. It's now clear, you know, the vast majority of people use apps to use taxis. That's the way the world has gone. So the NTA now, as the ones who regulate this industry, should introduce an app run on a not-for-profit basis to facilitate us, the consuming public, to use taxis and for taxi drivers to pick up fares, rather than leaving it in the hands of these major corporations who are not interested in the safety of passengers, they're not interested in passengers getting cheap journeys, and they're definitely not interested in the livelihood of drivers.
Well, actually, we have a text coming in on that. I would like to boycott, but as a woman, I do like the safety and the security that is offered by Uber's in-app offerings compared to hailing a taxi off the street. So they say they do actually feel more protected, more secure using an app like this. Another texter says taxi drivers get offered a fixed fare by Uber, they don't have to accept it. I've used Uber, says another texter, in a few other countries, and it's a fantastic service. Uber is working perfect in the States for a long time. And another texter coming in here, Paul, why would you boycott something that's cheap for the consumer?
because this is going to undermine the industry for everybody. First and foremost, for the taxi drivers. But secondly, it will drive, by driving taxi drivers out of the industry, it is going to harm everybody.
All right.
And obviously, the,
okay,
the Uber model to, in other countries, sure.
Sorry to cut across you, Paul. I'm just conscious of time there. But my thanks to Paul Murphy for speaking to us on that issue here on The Hard Shoulder. Lots of texts coming in. I don't use a taxi often, but I will support the taxi union, says another texter here to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Do you like that fixed fare model, or do you agree with Paul Murphy? It's a race to the bottom, and ultimately it'll mean that there's less taxis on the streets for consumers. Love to hear from you on that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.